Hi, welcome to the program. This is a warning. Today's show involves some adult material. So if you have kids in the room, and if you do, I'm so sorry, you might want to remove the children right now. And because we're going to talk about some sensitive issues, and I don't want you to come back at me and say, Ron, you should have told me to get rid of the kids. I would have gladly done it. Okay, I'm telling you, get rid of them for the next half hour. Are you ready? Here we go.
The three sweetest words in podcasting? Ron Van Dam. Wow, gave myself a little erection saying that one. And I forgot to turn off the microphone.
Get the kids out. Are the kids out? All right. Very good.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you very much.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I'm filling in for him today. Today's show is going to be like a tooth extraction. It's going to be extremely painful. Well, I hope you're sitting down because we're going to be talking about sex today, all different aspects of it in a very mature manner. Okay? So, how you doing, by the way? Everything fine? Everything good? All right.
Welcome to my vagina.
What? Welcome to my vagina. What sparked today's show talking about the sexual world was just that what you've heard. I was watching television a few nights ago. Actually, I do it every night, but this particular night I'm watching television and this commercial comes on, and it was on cable because when you have cable, of course, all rules, forget it, you know. On network TV, you can't play stuff like this, but on cable, whatever, right? So I'm watching this thing, and this is the commercial that I actually am watching. This is an actual commercial with a very attractive lady, and it gets my attention.
Welcome to my vagina. In here, I make the rules. Rule number one, keep it real, hun. And that means no hormones, because hormones just weren't right for me. And since my number two rule is and no parties without protection, I use Phexxi, a revolutionary hormone-free birth control gel. It's localized and it works naturally with my body. Oh, and did I mention that it is birth control without hormones? But wait, it gets better. Phexxi is also used in the moment, so I only have to use it when I'm planning on having company. Rare but serious side effects include bladder or kidney infection. Contact a healthcare provider if severe or prolonged genital irritation or other urinary tract symptoms occur. Avoid Phexxi if allergic to its ingredients. So when it comes to your vagina, make sure your rules include hormone-free Phexxi. Coming!
Coming? I mean, seriously? It's a cute little commercial, but it definitely woke me up. I was about to fall asleep, and all of a sudden I was like, whoa, okay, is this where we're at now? Well, first of all, congratulations to the company that invented that stuff. Sounds appetizing. It's a little bit alluring, I guess, this particular attractive woman. Every time she has a party, she's apparently going to go to bed with somebody. It's just, but isn't that what's on people's minds sometimes? Yeah, it's definitely the open line that gets me.
Welcome to my vagina.
Okay. I guess it's a greeting. instead of saying, hey, thanks for coming to the party. Welcome to my house. Instead, you say, welcome to my vagina. I guess you're putting forth a message. Well, I don't know. I don't know. It's interesting because at various stages of life, different things happen. When you're young, you're all feisty and stuff, you know, and that's all that's on your mind, whether you're a man or a woman. And I wouldn't say that's all that's on your mind. Sometimes you want to eat a pizza. But then when you get older, past a certain age, that concept, having sex, is just like, oh, yeah, I don't know. Can we schedule that for next Tuesday? All of a sudden, you're too tired. It's like, oh, God, not again. Been there, done that. Everybody wants to make sex more exciting, you know? But it never seems to happen. You know what we have to do? We have to make sex more exciting.
You know, you're right. Next time.
Yeah, I guess. You know, on television, they're having sex in the laundry room, during a picnic outside in a field, in a rainstorm. I mean, having sex on the beach, which is, by the way, just a drink. But we don't do that. I know some of you do. And at a time in my life, I would have loved to have met you. But, you know, those crazy thoughts are reserved for younger people. If you're younger, enjoy your sex now, because there's going to come a point by the time you hit like 40 years old where it's like, oh, God, Jesus. God, not again. And for women, we're going to talk about this a little bit later on in the show. And I didn't know this because nobody talks about this stuff. Nobody talks about this stuff. Nobody does. Men do not talk about sex to their friends unless they're bragging. But if they have some problem with it, nobody will ever know. You will take that problem to the grave with you. And, a very popular pill for men is Viagra. They call it the little blue pill. Apparently it's blue. How would I know? It gives you an erection and makes it look like you're really interested. that's not what it's for. Yeah. Anyway, but it's embarrassing, right? When as soon as that word Viagra comes up, men like shy away. It's like they're walking the opposite direction. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. What is this thing called? I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't even know what you're talking about. They get very, very, very apprehensive and very defensive. I don't need that. Are you kidding me? I don't need that. Yeah. And women, I mean, I've learned through conversation, and I have a guest later on that we're going to talk to about this. Apparently, it becomes a little bit painful. I mean, this welcome to my vagina, sometimes the welcome mat is getting frayed and, you know, not really, the mat ain't open anymore. So, yeah, it becomes a little bit painful for a woman, and men should understand that as well. So, I mean, there are things, I don't know everything about it, so that's why I have experts on the program, and that's how we handle this. So, welcome to the program.
Welcome to my vagina.
Okay. Lord, 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 Lord. How are you, by the way? You doing all right? Am I making you uncomfortable in any way? No? Okay, good, 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 good. Hang on. It's going to be weird. There's a television show called Judge Karen. You know, on television, we have so many of these phony courtroom shows, Judge Judy being, you know, the master of them all. By the way, you know, her show is off the air now. What you're watching on TV, if you watch Judge Judy, are repeats. There are no more shows. She did her last new show. during the summer, and that's just it, and it's kind of sad because she was a staple in my magazine. Yeah, no, I'm not saying that Judge Judy should be a centerfold. Reserve that for people that should be there. But there were a lot of judge shows. People's Court, Judge Wapner, do you remember that show? How old are you? Millennials are saying Judge Wapner. What the hell does that mean? That was the first real big television courtroom show for civil cases. And it's just fascinating and fun to watch other people in legal trouble. And, yeah, that's what it was about. There were a lot of shows like that. There still are. There was a show called Judge Karen. She was one of those courtroom judges on TV. She heard civil cases. This one particular case aired about five years ago. And I was, again, shocked by its content. Apparently, this couple was having some sexual problems in the bedroom and went to a couple's therapist about their sexual, you know, things that weren't happening. And they, in court, they were suing the sex therapist because they claimed that the sex therapist didn't help their marriage. It actually made the marriage worse. I guess the sex therapist started suggesting some things, some supplements, so to speak, and it got worse than ever. I'm going to play that for you right now because I find it fascinating. Now, listen to it. It runs about 3 minutes. It was an actual segment on this particular program, and it's just fascinating.
Addicted to it.
Right. Let me talk to your wife. Let's call her in here. Ray Montgomery. Court calls Ray Montgomery. Let me see what Miss Montgomery, Mrs. Montgomery has to say. So how are you doing, Miss Montgomery?
I'm okay. I'm a bit embarrassed.
Yeah, I would be embarrassed if I were here too. So I'm hearing from your husband that you were recommended some toys by this doctor. This thing here?
Yes.
Okay, and did you enjoy sex with your husband with this, or it was just you and this?
It was just me and this because he didn't want to participate.
Right.
And okay.
There's no real way for me to participate.
There is, and I did tell you how to do it. I did, you're right.
I don't need that type of stimulation.
Well, it seems to me that the problem here is that you needed more than this therapist could give you. So the basis of your complaint is that she has done what?
She has driven us further apart.
Right.
She has set my wife on this obsession with
right.
sex
okay,
toys.
Okay, so let me ask your wife. Has the doctor driven you further apart from your husband?
Definitely not. She helped us. Okay. She helped us a lot.
She helped you.
Excuse me, and are you now obsessed with sex toys because of this doctor?
Be honest.
It's not obsessed, but I found pleasure in it.
Because you're not getting it at home.
He can't get it up.
I can get it up. What do you say?
Exactly.
Wait, stop. Don't embarrass yourself any further. So your problem isn't sex and toys. Your problem first is your depression. Mm-hmm. And then your second problem is intimacy. But your problem isn't this doctor. I'm ready to rule.
Oh, but can I just say one thing, Your Honor? Can I just say one thing?
Yes, one thing. One thing.
I can't compete with a plastic penis.
Judge Karen's verdict when Supreme Justice returns.
They need more help.
Wait, you need a lot of help. Your problem isn't a plastic penis.
It is, Your Honor.
No,
because
it's not.
Exactly, I've worked on the depression. Now
okay.
She won't have sex
you
with me because she loves the toys.
You agree that you don't have an erection.
No.
You agree that you're depressed. Let me just say this to you. You need to drop down on your knees and thank God that she's playing with toys and she hasn't found another man.
I love
that's,
him
hey,
so
that's
much.
What you need to be happy about. Case dismissed. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Judge Karen has ruled in favor of the defendant. Case dismissed.
I'm so sorry. I really only wanted to help your marriage.
We appreciate your help. And, baby, don't worry. We will work things out. It will be okay. I love you.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That was embarrassing. Well, again, welcome to the show. Oh, not again.
Welcome to my vagina.
All right, I get it. So how are you doing with your relationship? I can't hear you, so I'm going to ask you some questions. You can respond, but I won't be able to hear you. This is for your own self-therapy. Consider it an intervention with nobody in the room. All right? So how are you doing with sex? Oh. Oh, really? Uh-huh. Do you have any special tips for people that need to make their sexual relationship more exciting? Is it role playing? What tips do you have for them? What do you do to keep it exciting? Really? Are you serious? Wow. Wow. That's sick. That's just sick. Uh-huh. And then what? You do? Wow. Are you serious? I can't believe that. Whoa. Does it actually fit with that? How do you... I see. With both legs? Oh, just one. Oh, just one. That's why that works. Oh, really? Uh-huh. 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 Well, how long does that take? Oh, that's too long. That's too long. Yeah, I know. No. What do you do afterwards? Me too. Yeah, me too. Me too. Yeah. Yeah. I also sleep like a baby. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's fascinating. You what? Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Wow. I could never do that. Yeah. Wow.
We don't get to choose our family names. We're born into them, and some of them are, quite frankly, a little embarrassing. For many, a burden that follows them through life. If you've got an embarrassing last name, you may have thought about having it legally changed, but perhaps you've thought it might be complicated and expensive. Well, I'm here to tell you that having your last name legally changed is simple and cost-effective, and will take that lifelong burden away in just a few easy steps. Call me today, Attorney Jim Cockwaffle, with the offices of Cockwaffle and Cumstein. We know what you're going through.
And I'm speaking to Dr. Donica Moore. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure to speak to you today. Okay. And we're talking about the sexual health issues that affect women over 50, which kind of means it would affect the men too. Let's talk about that.
Well, absolutely. There are many changes that a woman's body goes through after menopause. And of course, with menopause, the average age in the United States is 51. But that means some women go into menopause much earlier and some women go into menopause later. Hot flashes have become news flashes over the past couple of decades. Yeah. So women have those symptoms pretty well covered. However, there are many other symptoms of menopause that we don't generally talk about in the news, and particularly painful sex after menopause. Hmm. This is a condition that affects about half of all menopausal women, so that's about 32 million women in the United States.
Right.
So it's fairly common, and this is one of the last taboo areas that women are very reluctant to talk about, not only with their doctors, but also with their partners.
Yeah.
So this is important for women to be aware of, as well as their partners to be aware of.
Interesting. I'm going to assume that it's never discussed with their partners. I mean, I guess there's one or two women that would. But for the most part, I guess there'd be no point in them even mentioning it, even though they may be suffering through it. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think that is accurate. It might be more like three or four women do discuss it.
Uh-huh.
But one of the issues is that women have been disparaged over the years with this, you know, not tonight, honey, I have a headache kind of thing.
Yeah.
And obviously, 50 Shades of Grey to the contrary, if sex is painful, most women are not going to be really that interested in engaging in it again.
Yeah.
Women are reluctant to talk about it for a whole myriad of reasons, not only the taboo, but there's guilt, there's shame, there's blame. They don't want to feel like, or they don't want their partners to feel like they're blaming them.
Yeah.
And especially if you've been in a longer-term relationship, you know, all of a sudden there's this change. How did this happen? But it doesn't go from being totally fine one day to being totally painful the next. It's a gradual change. And women may not realize, and certainly men don't realize, that these are a result of normal age-related changes that happen to the vaginal tissues as a result of the decreased estrogen that comes along with menopause. You know, menopause means you're not having your period anymore.
Right.
But the reason for that is your body is just not producing enough estrogen.
Yeah.
And that can affect all of the tissues in your body.
Now, I mean, men might be able to relate to it in a totally different manner because obviously there's pain involved in what a woman goes through, but a man gets erectile dysfunction, which is not a painful situation, but a psychologically embarrassing one. And they, I guess in the same numbers, wouldn't ever mention that to their partner unless it becomes obvious.
Well, I think in that case, it's very obvious to the partner. You may not know this, but some women, I don't know any of them, but some women actually fake response during sex.
Get out.
So their partners... It's true.
God.
It's a secret. I'm violating the sisterhood by telling you this.
I had no idea.
But so some partners really may not be aware. The good news is that by talking to your physician, there are treatment options available. And this is another reason women don't go to their doctors, because they think they know what all the options are, and they haven't been successful. So the good news is that there are options that are non-estrogen. There's now an option called Osfina, which is a non-estrogen oral pill, which can not only treat the symptoms of this problem, which is called dyspareunia, or painful sex after menopause, but it can repair and rebuild the vaginal tissue changes that are as a result of menopause.
Is the pain come from the irritation of the friction, or is it a muscle pain? What is it from?
That's a great question. No, it is from the irritation.
Uh-huh.
What happens in menopause, you know, and over the first couple of years, is there are changes in the vaginal pH and also in two types of cells in the vaginal wall, the superficial cells and the parabasal cells. And the way I like to explain it to women is we're all very aware of menopausal changes that affect the skin on our faces.
Mm-hmm.
Those similar changes are actually in the tissues of the vagina as well. So the tissues become what we call more friable, which is just a medical fancy schmancy word for more easily irritated.
Oh.
And the tissue actually thins. Most women refer to this as vaginal dryness, but it's actually much more involved than that. It's not just a dryness situation that just a lubricant could usually heal.
Okay. So a lubricant...
It's beyond that.
All right, I got you. But
for some women, a lubricant may be a good start, but lubricants don't do anything to repair or rebuild the tissues.
Ouch. Wow, I had no idea. Let me ask you a question a little bit off the subject. I know some young ladies who have hot flashes in their 20s and early 30s. Is that normal?
There are many things that can cause hot flashes at any age, but it's never quote-unquote normal. Just because something is common doesn't mean it's normal, but in their 20s and 30s, that is not common. Another thing that many women unfortunately don't know till it's too late is there is a form of menopause called premature ovarian failure that can affect women for a number of reasons under 40.
Okay.
They need to see their doctors right away. Now, it may not be that. You can also get hot flashes from the flu or any kind of infection or even thyroid problems. Certain medications can also cause hot flashes.
Okay.
So usually when we hear about a symptom, we try to evaluate the most common reasons first. But sometimes it's, you know, something totally unrelated.
Okay.
But if they're having hot flashes in their 20s and 30s, they definitely need to go see their doctor.
We're running a little short of time, I think, but I do want to get through what we were talking about originally, what you were talking about originally. Are women not even talking about it to their friends or their doctors?
Well, women are notoriously good at talking to their girlfriends about just about everything, right. But this seems to be the last taboo.
Oh.
I would like to encourage women to talk to their girlfriends, talk to if they're having these problems.
Mm-hmm.
And one way is to say, you know, I heard this discussion on the Ron Van Dam show today, and I never knew this. Did you know this? Of course, they can go for more information. They can go to painfulsexaftermenopause.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if Ospina is recommended by their doctor, they can get a savings card there. But, of course, the most important person for a woman to talk to if she's having any unusual or uncomfortable symptoms with sex or menopause or anything else is to her personal physician.
Hey, it's great talking to you. I'm glad you brought this out and you're doing this tour. It's really important because the things that people don't talk about are the very reasons that we do things like this. Have yourself a wonderful day. Thank you so much, Dr. Donica Moore.
Thank you. Take care, Ron.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was interesting.
We're coming to the end of the program. It's almost time to let the kids back in the room, but not just yet. You know, whenever I watch a movie on television or in a movie theater, which I haven't been in quite some time, I always remark at how screwed up we are socially and how in our heads things are so different than they really are. You see a movie where two people meet and they're obviously attracted to each other, and the next scene they're having coffee in a donut shop or donuts in a coffee shop, and they're talking, and then 10 seconds later it cuts to a bedroom and an apartment, and there's a towel over the lamp to make it dimmer in the room. And these two people now, 10 seconds later after having coffee, are having wild, passionate sex, just going crazy, devouring each other sexually. And that's the way it's supposed to be? Well, let me tell you something. It can happen. Perhaps it has. But it doesn't happen every time you meet somebody. It just doesn't happen that way. I'm sorry. And for those that are walking around watching movies and saying, my life is terrible, I meet a lot of people, I'm not having sex with them 10 seconds later, what's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with you. It's the movies. The movies are portraying relationships as being boom, boom, boom. It doesn't work like that. Those are movies. And I think it's about time that we stood up to those kinds of things and said, this movie's crap. That's not the way it really is. Because it makes people feel inadequate. And you don't want to make people feel inadequate, do you? Or do you? Remember Barry White? Oh, millennials don't know who that is. He was a soul singer, and whenever you felt the urge for the sexual experience, you'd put on a Barry White song. He only had a few. He wasn't a great singer, but his deep-throated voice was just very sexual for everybody. I mean, even animals started having sex when they heard a Barry White song. Yeah, they did. Well, that's our show for today. Kids can come back in the room and continue to devour your time. But I will tell you that I will be back again the next time a weekday rolls around, and it won't be about this, it'll be about something else, but nonetheless, you have been wonderful, and thank you so much for your participation earlier in the show. Have yourselves a wonderful day, and I wish you peace, baby. We'll be right back. Right after this show, I'm going to go down to the kitchen here at the studio and prepare myself a sandwich with rye bread and mustard and maybe a little bit of ham and certainly some real cheese. And I'm going to devour that sucker like I've never devoured a sandwich before. Oh, baby.